Proclamation number 0620 of 15th of October, 1938. Struggles of life necessary for the maturation of the soul. Souls that want to embody. As soon as you pray, you will be fulfilled, for your spirit is willing. And everything you start on earth for the Lord will be blessed many times over, for the Lord is with all who are for Him. And so today the proofs of His grace go to you anew, as we carry out His order and instruct you. The souls waiting for embodiment dwell in the immediate vicinity of humans. They are unfinished, and their desire to be able to pursue the career on earth is understandable, because they hope for the release from matter through this embodiment, the liberation. They believe that the form as a human being is not so oppressive, and they estimate their strength high enough to be able to overcome all resistances on earth, although they know that they have to struggle with difficulties in earthly life, both spiritually and physically. But they take up this fight with full will, because it is important to exhaust the last possibility for eternity. If the human being would be spared the struggles of earthly life, the embodiment would be completely pointless, because the soul would remain in the same condition as when it entered the body, since an earthly existence without struggle does not bring about an inner maturation. The soul has to strengthen at the resistances, but an indifferent letting go would only let the soul become weak and be exposed to the influence of lower powers. Only the constant fight can lead to the height, and therefore the danger is too great, which lies in the earthly quiet life. Every soul also has the need to remedy the state of suffering it does not like as quickly as possible and will therefore also be restlessly active. If, however, it devotes this energy only to earthly purposes, i.e., if it seeks to reduce only the unpleasant things in the body, it will remain in darkness of the spirit. But if it attaches the greatest importance to the reduction of spiritual obstacles, if it works continuously on the salvation of its soul and if all its striving on earth is directed only to this goal, then it will soon become bright light. Its condition will be freer and freer, the strength for its work will increase, and it will now also be able to master the earthly life, but without the use of special strength, because the Father in heaven assures his earthly child the care for the earthly welfare, so that its endeavor is solely the promotion of his soul. Indescribably valuable is therefore the diligent work on oneself. Whoever fights against his desires, whoever practices meekness and patience, whoever gives love to his neighbor and always strives to fulfill the will of God in everything, remains uninterruptedly in the grace of God. And to live in the grace of God means to be able to surrender to Him without worry, to always be taken care of by Him, the Divine Father, and to be able to face each day without fear or worry, to be protected in all dangers of the body and soul, and to be strengthened again and again for his destined activity on earth, which is for both the body and the soul. If such a measure of grace is accessible to man, then he can go through earthly life without worry, only always remembering that he should not forfeit this devotion of divine love but always prove himself worthy of it. That he should not neglect the work on his soul by turning to worldly interests, and that he should never forget prayer, which again and again grants him protection against the temptations of the world. Thus, man only needs to consider that he is a child of the Creator, then he will trust in Him as his Father and ask fervently. And his prayer will be heard. Amen.